Well, this is Prema Bhakti Chandrika, but I had a question about
obstacles.
Obstacles are coming in bhajan. They will come. In sadhan, they will come in a bondage. When gradually, by sadhan bhajan, we are going towards nishtha and ruchi. They will go gradually. And when we will come to bhav, almost all things will go. But a smell will be there. They will seek a occasion when we come, we can come. But bhava-bhakta always so careful that he does not give any chance to return them. And in prema-bhakti, that gandha also goes away. But there is chance that a smell can come and then all obstacle can come.
Even in prema?
When a man sees Krishna darshan, after prema darshan, there is no chance of a smell and nothing. Atyantak nivritti is there. एक हाँ क्या बी हताश का क्या होगा
disappointed discouraged or disappointed
there is no question of disappointed always be with utsah that I will have Krishna prema certainly if I know that it will be in after 100 birth. Oh, it is fixed. That I will in 100 birth. I will surely. So it depends on the sadhan of that sadhak. So in bhakti cult, we should be always encouraged. Kusat nishchaya. निश्चय रूप में हमें मिलेंगे ही जब इतने समय पार कर लिया और विषयों को अब समझने लगे जैसे ये ठीक नहीं है मानस ही थिंक्स दैट आई एम नॉट गुरु ऑलवेज ही थिंक्स दैट माय गुरुदेव इज गुरुदेव सो ऑल दिस वेरी स्मेलिंग एंड गोल्ड फ्लावर्स आर कमिंग I will take them as a pushpanjali to our Gurudev hand and he will give it all to Radha Krishna, lotus feet. He never wants to steal a very small part of that for his own purpose. What comes, he gives it to his Gurudev and his Gurudev gives it to the feet of lotus of Krishna and Radha. This is certainly a good.
But when he teaches disciples, then how? If he does not think, I am guru, what does he think? When
he should think. Actually, we are not guru.
No.
This actual thing. What is the harm to realize this? But if they pretend. And think them that I am guru. They are calling you. Actually not you.
Then in what attitude does he do those duties of giving instruction?
What instruction?
Why should he give instruction to anybody if he is?
No. He gives instruction. He will give. He helps others. He tells that these instructions are not of mine. All this instruction are of my Gurudev. I am like a peon. I am not master of all these things. What he has told me, I am telling to you. So he gives all these things. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has written like this.
Yes.
And told like this. I have a money order. I am a peon. I am giving this money order to a certain person by whom name it has been coming. If he takes a pipe from that money order, he is dismissed from his service. So we should try to be like this.
गुरु की गुरु बनने का अधिकार उसी पर जो आसक्ति की स्टेज पे है उससे पहले गुरु बन सकते हैं।
गुरु बहुत तरह के होते हैं, उनका तो मध्यम अधिकार तो जरूर होने चाहिए। एटलीस्ट मध्यम अधिकार शुड बी देयर टू बी ए गुरु। डन नॉट गिव इनिशिएशन और एनीथिंग। इफ ही गिव्स देन वी शुड थिंक दैट बाई हिज मर्सी He being a Uttam Bhakta, he coming down, he is giving initiation. But he is in Uttam Adhikar. This is Adhikar of Madhyama Adhikari to give initiation, Harinam and all this.
I had one question about Srimati Radharani. I wrote it down. In Vilapa Kusmanjali, in the 10th canto, when we hear of Srimati Radharani, she is fully engaged in pastimes with Krishna and with her own sakis. We do not hear that she has any connection with conditioned souls or neophyte bhaktis. And yet, our Srila Prabhupada writes in his book, Radha is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. So could you explain more how a beginning devotee has a relationship with Radharani?
How beginning devotees cannot have all these things. It is not for beginners. Where he has written? In 10th canto?
No, he has written this in the Purport to Adi Leela, canto, chapter 4.
Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
Oh.
Radha is a medium transmitting a living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors.
How you think, we think that Vrinda Devi, Yoga Maya are mediums.
Huh.
No? You understand this?
Yes.
Very vividly. That Yoga Maya, Yoga means plus, who meets jeev, conditioned soul, to Krishna. This is yoga. Maya, Maya means the prem here. Maya had two meanings.
Yeah.
Maya means affection for this world, illusory Maya.
Yeah, Mahamaya.
This is called Mahamaya. And the same Maya, when it acts, that by prem, Vishuddha prem, pure prem, she mixes a jeev plus with Krishna. This is yoga maya. Maya means prem. Either it will be in maya, either it will be in Krishna. Both are maya. But that Maya is Vishuddha Maya and this is illusory Maya. So by medium of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi always meets a conditioned soul to Krishna. Not conditioned soul, when it is conditioned soul, anyhow she manages jeeves by Guru and Vaishnavas to meet Krishna. But all are fraction of Srimati Radhika. All, Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi, Jamuna Devi, Giriraj Govardhan, Vaishnavas, every Guru is all our fraction of Srimati Radhika. So, it has been told here. But directly she does not do it. By means of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi and all others. Because Radha has no purpose with conditioned soul. Only Mahamaya has something with me. So I think he has written, having the idea of that Radha. Radha means those who worship Krishna.
Yes, who the worshipper
of Krishna is Radhika.
Yeah.
Best is Radhika. So Aradhan has come from Radhika. No? This is called Samvid and Samladini Shar.
Yes.
Substance of is both of you. This is called Bhakti. No? Bhakti is the medium between Krishna and conditioned soul. So bhakti is a part and parcel of Srimati Radhika. No?
Yes.
Bhakti lives actually in whole in Radhika.
Yes.
And from bhakti, if a particle comes in our heart, in jeev, then jeev becomes aradhak of Krishna.
Yes.
Otherwise he cannot be. So that a sparkle comes from Radhika. So he sees medium.
Yes. What about when so many bhaktis in Vrindavan, they sing Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. That is not, it is not direct that they can.
Well, they, because someone has, Mukta Mahapurush has told like this. Understand?
Yes.
They follow him. They don't know who is Radhika, what is Radhika. Araksha Puller comes, tells that, oh Radhe, 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 Radhe. If he sees a monkey, Jai Sri Radhe, doing whole day all other businesses, and when they come to take darshan of deities, oh Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, when they see each other, Jai Sri Radhe, Radhe. Or Gurudev was quite attentive of this Radhe Radhe.
Free common saying Radhe Radhe.
Because Sukadeva Goswami has not yet written any Radhe Naam directly in Srimad Bhagavatam. In so many devotees, Sukadeva Goswami was telling this Bhagavatam. Parikshit was in the last days. Yet he concealed this Radha name in Bhagavad, because she was his Aradhika, that is his Ishtadev. So he tried to conceal Radhanam, because if he tells Radhikanam and he remembers Radhikanam, he goes in a murcha of 6 months, Sadmasika. Murcha bhave, it has been written. No? Understand?
Yes.
If he tried to...
He would go into trance or ecstasy too much and could not speak.
Speak for 6 months.
Then no Srimad Bhagavatam.
So he has not told. And one thing. Parokshabhado am Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavat Parokshabhado. It is in Parokshabad. What is called Parokshabad? There is a word, Sanskrit word, Parokshabad. What is the paroksha raag? I am describing this. Today I meet a man, and that man was actually a devotee. No? He was not of India, he was not Indian. He was of America. No?
Yeah.
And he was so lean and thin. But he was so learned person. And he has written so many books. And he has written so many volumes, a book of his Gurudev. Can you tell the name of that devotee?
Yes, Maharaj.
Who is he?
Satsarup Maharaj.
I have not taken your name. But yet I have described you all these things.
Yeah.
So in Srimad Bhagavata, is Paroksha Bhag.
Yeah.
He has never told the name of Radhika directly, but he has told much and more than that.
Hmm.
Because Srimad Bhagavati is a rasa grantha. You know rasa grantha?
Yes, yes. It is a rasa shastra.
Rasa shastra. Hmm. Srimad Bhagavati. Hmm. If a lady is naked, you should not see. No? And it will look like ugly. But he is full dressed. And if he has done so, he will try to see what is behind in this. How she is beautiful. Always utkantha. Utkantha, you know?
Of course.
Utkantha?
Great desire.
Great desire.
Oh. No? Yes.
Untolerable desire. We cannot check.
Yes.
No? There were lakhs and lakhs of so beautiful ladies there, gopi. No?
No.
And they were so beautiful, so melodious, full of all arts. Art were serving them. And they were dancing. And Krishna was dancing with them. And at once Krishna took one of them, only one, who was so much beautiful and very much beautiful and all having all qualities, the most beautiful and Gunavati, having all qualities, qualified. He took that lady and at once became out of sight. Gopis are searching them. What Krishna has done? But when they saw the footprints of two, one male and other female, who is he? They try to think it. Okay. They went on. They are now trying to know who is he. They, that time, they forgot to search Krishna. Why? Because for this lady, for this gopi, very gopi, he has left all us. So they became so curious. Who is he? After some time, they saw that there is a deep point of Krishna feet. Know that lady's gopi's footprint is there. And the Krishna feet was 1 inch deep in Dhuli, Vrindavan. What they thought? Certainly that gopi must have said that I am so tired, I cannot walk. then this lover, Krishna, has taken up his soldiers and certainly gone in this way. After going some time, some distance, they saw that there are two sitting, they said that must both have seated here.
Yes.
And there are so many flowers hither and thither. But they decided, here he has told that lady, that gopi, that you should sit here. And he has taken flowers from that creepers. Because here Krishna only this thing.
The toes, impression of toes in the ground. Yeah.
Because flowers were in high state. And he has caught hold of that branch and his Krishna is chan kar raha phool bane. Krishna is chan kar phoolon ka chan kar raha.
He
is collecting flowers from creepers.
Yes.
Like this. So he has done man prasadam of Srimati. They search that who are with us and who is not. They inquire. At last they said that, oh, this very lady is not here. So who is this? Anaya radhito nunam bhagavan hari vishwa. Anaya radhito, this very gopi has done aradhana to that person and now so he is vashibhut of that gopi. Vashibhut means controlled of by that. So this must be Radhika. Then you? Here there is no name. But only this word aradhana, anaya aradhito, this aradhito word denotes that who is she.
Yes.
In Uddhava Sandesh, Brahmarji, and all others, in every line there is a name of Srimati Radhika, but by covering way.
Yes.
This is called Parokshavad. In Parokshavad, it becomes so lovely, these things. So Srimad Bhagavati Jarasa Grantha, everywhere there is Radhikana, but the persons who are not qualified, they cannot see. We have heard that there is a river in Orissa, no? Suvarnarekha Nadi, the river of Suvarnarekha. Gold are found there, in sand. But we cannot know that whether this is sand or gold. But the knowing person take that sand and do anything and they collect gold from all these things. So if a man is so Rashi, Tattvajna, and being in Guru Parampara, they can know that everywhere Radhanam is in Srimad Bhagavatam. In first slok we see, first slok, Janma Adasya Jata Anmiradi Taratascha Artho Apigyosara. Janma Adasya Jata. First slok. This is also in Vedanta Sutra. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The next is Janma Adasya Jata. And this is Srimad Bhagavat is the explanation of this. First slok is explanation of first sutra, second sutra of Vedanta Sutra. Janma Adasya Jata. Janma Adi Jatah. from whom the Janma, Sthiti and Bhang of this world comes. From where this world comes.
Yes, the origin.
And by origin.
Yeah.
And in whom it is
resting,
nourished.
Yeah, maintained.
And after destruction, where it goes.
Yeah.
That is Brahma. Janma Adi Jasya. Jasya means Asya Vishwasya. Or the birth of this world comes. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami Thakur, Jiva Goswami, or Sanatana Goswami has taken also another meaning also. Janma Dasya Jata. Are I Krishna Mahi? Janma Dasya Jata. Janma Adi Jata. Adharas evi parorasah.
Ariras.
Adiras. Adharas. Adharas means from whom every rashes come out. From whom Vatsalya comes. From whom Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhur, Harsya, Adbhut, Karun, Rauh, Bhayanak, Budhva. Everything comes out from Adharas means Sringaras, Madhuras. Madhur is he Adharas. From whom it comes? From whom it comes? Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
So Radha and Krishna is the whole thing of this rush, ocean of this rush. Anvaya and ether by both. This world has come here by Anvaya and Vyatirek. What is Anvaya and what is Vyatirek? In general meaning, this meaning is that Anvaya. Anvaya means, you don't know Anvaya? Anvaya means from whom it is coming down. This is Anvaya. No? How it comes up by Anvaya? Anvaya means Anukul. Anukul means?
Anukul is favorable.
By favorable touch. No? I'm explaining this. I have no word for it. I am lacking of bhasha.
Lacking of
language. Here, Anu, Anvaya, there are three kinds of Shaktis of Krishna. Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti. No?
Yes.
From Chit Shakti, whole Chit world comes. No?
Yes.
Krishna Lila, Krishna pastimes, Golok Vrindavan, everything comes out from Chit Shakti, Yoga Maya, Swarup Shakti. All are there is a word I am remembering. Everything has come out from Shakti. Shakti Parinam Bhad. Shakti has taken shape of Chit Jagat. Understand?
Yes. The universe, Chit Jagat.
Chit Shakti. Chit Jagat has come from Chit Shakti. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Krishna, the shape of Baldev, everything, and their pastimes, their love, everything is Chinmay. The trees, the earth of that Golok Vrindavan, the Lathiya of the stick of Krishna, Singha, Venu, all are Chinmay. because they are from Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti has taken shape of all these things. This is Anya. No?
Mm-hmm.
All jivas has come from Jiva Shakti. This is Anya. Jiva Shakti has been taken shape of all jivas. So this is Shakti Parinam. This is Anvaya. And this world, illusory Maya, has come out from Maya. Maya Shakti. Or Achit Shakti. These are from Anvaya. But being a Chit, Jiv Sarup, coming out from Anuchit Shakti, Jiv is Chit. Whether he may be Anuchit, but he Chit. No combination of Achit, Maya. Maya cannot control this Jiv, because he is superior. But why it comes in illusory Maya? Why is now controlled by this Maya? It is astonishful matter. Matter of thought, astonishment.
How the jiva comes under the control of Maya?
Maya. Because jiva is chetan, Maya is jar. A jar vastu cannot control chetan vastu. But by the ghatan aghatan patyasi shakti of Krishna. Krishna is sarvajna. Krishna is Saktiman, all Saktiman. Saktiman, full of Shakti.
Yes.
If three kind of Shaktis are in Krishna, he is controlling all Shakti. He can do which is not to be done. He can do.
The impossible thing.
Impossible is always possible for Krishna.
Mm.
So, by his aghatan ghatan pratyasi shakti, understanding?
Yes.
That is not possible, but yet it becomes possible by what shakti is called aghatan ghatan pratyasi shakti. By this, jiv being a chetan is controlled by Maya. He comes in the grasp of Maya. This is vyatirek. Anvay is this, from chit shakti, chit jagat, anu chit shakti, jiv comes, jiv shakti, from jiv shakti, and from Maya shakti, this Mayic world comes. This is Anvaya. And Pratikul, Ether. Ether means Jiv being a Chetan, how it comes in the grasp of Maya. And now he is understanding that I am this physical body. No? And he comes in the control of Roop, Ras, Gandha, Sabda, Sparsh.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding?
Yes, yes.
Of this world.
Yeah.
Whether this is very so much illusory, so much dukkha-karak, dukkha-dhanevala.
Miserable.
Miserable. He knows. But yet he comes in the grasp of Maya. This is ether. Anvaya, that was direct, and this is by indirect. So this whole world has come and is seen by anukul and pratikul bhav of Maya. Anukul from coming down from three shaktis, and here mixing of Maya with Amaya. Chetan mixing with this jar is ether. This is general meaning for tattva jnani. But when others is coming from them, whom? Here how it will be? Adyaras mane madhur ras.
Arivas is madhur.
Madhur ras. Here, Anvaya means when Radha and Krishna are meeting together. This is Anvaya. Directly they are meeting. They are dancing. They are playing here and there. They are gambling. And there are so many things that is written in Goswami books. This is sambhog rasa. That is both are meeting together. And so many rasa is creating there. Ocean of rasa is coming there. And each other are drowning in that rasa. This is called anvaya. And vyatirek. Vyatirek means when Srimati Radhika has done ma, or Krishna has gone to Mathura, or Krishna has gone to Dwarka. Now there is viraharas, vipralambharas. This is vyatirek.
Direct and indirect. Sambhog and vipralambha.
By this, rasa ocean goes high and high. These are laharis. These are lahar mane? Waves of that ocean. That's coming and down. It makes isthi. Isthi means to swell. It
increases the ocean.
And makes it so lovely. If there was no man, if there was no pravas, pravas, you know? Pravas means to go away very far away. To go to cowherd. This is pravas for a day.
Yes.
For 12 hours or 9 hours or 8 hours. No? If Radha Krishna, both are sitting here, in one place, if Krishna has done any joke, he told Krishna, Krishna told to Radhika to cut a joke that, "Oh Chandravati, you are so beautiful." He told to Radhika. No? Then she at once became in other mood. She told, "Oh Kans, why you are sitting here?" And she did man, and she did like this. I will not talk. Krishna is doing so much, trying to remove her. Both are sitting here. Or both are wanting that they should talk. They should play. But neither she is telling anything, nor there. Krishna has done also like this.
So that's separation, even when they're together.
Being together and not talking, this is most superior than what Krishna has gone to Dwarka. And they are not talking, this is anything more, what thing. This is not the issue. But when both are there and they want to talk, want to play, but they cannot play. Man is there, dividing two. There is a very
wall of man.
For them to remove this wall is very good thing, if anyone can remove. Sometimes Krishna by float, sometimes by touching the feet of Krishna, Radhika. And by other means, he subsides this thing. This makes this ocean of love so high. So by these things, by vipranam and sambhog, it makes a rush. Abhigya swarat. Abhigya? Abhigya means, first general meaning will come that abhigya. How this world came out, how it is nourished, how it came in Krishna. It is very astonishing, effect of astonishment, very astonishing. Only Krishna is awake in this fact, not Brahma and Shankara and all others. Even Baldev is, sometimes Baldev Prabhu does not know.
Krishna is all-knowing.
But Krishna is all-knowing. You know the fact that Baldev once was, he was not knowing all these facts. When Brahma stolen all the boils and cups of Krishna, and Krishna became all the caps, cups and cowherds for 1 year, and he played daily. He used to go to forest with all these things and again returns his home and goes to their mothers, their cows, and they play like usual.
Yes.
When 2 or 3 days were
passed.
Baki rah gaye the.
Oh yeah, remaining.
Remaining.
In the year, yeah.
Baldev Prabhu saw that at once. Cows are coming running. And they are not giving milk to
new
calves. They are giving it to the calves who are more than 1 year. And the fathers were loving their baby child. Mothers are not loving their baby child, but those who are of 1 year or 2 years. They are loving their child. Why? He said that, oh, Brahma has done, Brahma cannot do. Shankar? None. Any others? No. I am not knowing that whose Maya is, by whose Maya, I have been also misled. He saw towards Krishna. And at once he knew that this is Maya of Krishna, which keep me in deep Andhakar. Andhakar means
Andhakar? Darkness.
Darkness. For 1 year to me.
Yeah.
For me. Oh, this is Maya of Krishna. I am cheated. He laughed and told Krishna, Krishna, why you have done so? Krishna also began to laugh. Oh, I have done. Because I wanted to test the milk of cows. Cows wanted that I should be calf of and son of all this. And all gopis were in mother's days. They wanted that I should be a child of all gopis. For this I took Brahma here and I played all these things. So I have done this. So Baldev Prabhu also is unknown by, unaware by the Krishna Maya. What to say, others are so much avidya in Dasarash. How to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, Radha knows. And how to please Radhika, Krishna knows. And how to make this rush ocean so increasing, they know. And how to give it to others, they know. Both Radhika and Krishna. So both are abhikindas. Tene brahma hridaya adakave muhyante jata surayah. How this srishti, this birth of this world and nourishment and to jagat ko apne mein le lena, to take the world in him. Laya ja. Laya. You know Laya?
Laya, no.
Laya means everything to take in his Karnadishai Vishnu, Mahalo.
Yes.
Achha. So, Tene Brahma Rida. Brahma wanted to create this world, but he was failed. He came out from Garbhodrasai's this
navel. Yeah.
What is that?
His navel. He came out on the stem of the lotus, coming from his navel.
From lotus.
Yeah.
What to do? He began to. Word came tapasa from water, and he began to do tapa. You know tapa?
Yes, the past austerity. Yes. Yeah.
Meditation. At last Krishna came in his heart, in his mind, remembrance, in dhyan, and told him, who am I, what is this world, what is the illusory maya, what is bhakti, what is sadhan, what is prem, everything, yeah? In four slopes.
Chatur slopes.
But he knew all these things. But how it became practically, he has no idea. So Krishna told that, I am keeping my hands on you and you will aware of all these things. By my grace, everything will
be revealed.
I will reveal all these things in you.
Yes.
So Guru can tell everything. But Shishya cannot feel it.
Huh.
But when he will tell that, oh, by my grace, you should feel it.
Then it's manifest in his heart.
By manifesting all these things in his heart. Then Brahma knew this. Tene Brahma Ridaja Adakabai. So he manifested all these tattva, words tattva, Bhagavat tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, and everything what this world is connected, everything, he told to Brahma. Tene, tene means manifest.